Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
That's right, brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. All kinds of stuff to talk about today. Biden's trying to get us into World War III. The View humiliates itself again.
Yeah, exactly.
We're hoping to get Darcy Schoening in. The Colorado Republican Party has been doing just a great job pushing vigorously for election integrity and calling for Jenna Griswold to resign. Now, she's probably not going to unless Jared Polis tries to make her. But I think it's good, don't you think, Chuck? They're just keeping it in the forefront and reminding people just how awful she was, right?
And it is, yeah. How screwed up our election system is. It wasn't for the fact that prior administrations of Republicans keep on calling it the gold standard for their own sick reasons.
That's right. Money. I'm going to go with money. And also, so there's this one, in case we don't get her, I'll tell you, there's a Capitol luncheon. It's sort of a Capitol Club luncheon. It's a Republican organization next Tuesday at Maggiano's. We're going to be there. They're going to have Sean Smith.
Which Maggiano's?
The one down south. The one in the tech center.
Tech center.
And Sean Smith, we've had on our show talking about the election system. Joe Altman talking about election integrity. They're going to be there talking about that. So any questions you have, and it should be just a fun time. If you want to get tickets, and if we get Darcy, she can tell you more. But if you want to get tickets, if you go to the Republican Party, it's colorepublican.org, I think is what it is. There are links all over the place there. And Darcy's been putting it out. So until we get here, though, I wanted to talk about just several interesting things. You had talked about before, Chuck, that, the Democrats pushing not just identity politics, but fringe identity politics, right? The transgender thing, right? And when we had, and Ted Trimpa, God bless him, was on the show, and he's kind of gay-splaining to you that, well, a transsexual is this and a transgender is this.
It's, and a transsexual is some combination.
It's like
of,
whatever, right? It's kind of like
the TG is that, and the ATG.
That's, you know, I wanted to say, Ted, that's why you lost, okay? Because exactly of that.
Gay explaining everything to us.
Yeah, and the bottom line here is, I think Alex Berenson, a former New York Times reporter, who voted for Trump because he was ostracized. They tried to destroy his life for kind of saying, hey, wait, I just have a question about this whole vaccine thing.
Yeah.
You know,
shut up.
Yeah, and that life destroyed. But he put it well. He said, you know, a lot of us have been aware that there are sometimes men or women who either feel like they were born the wrong sex or just like dressing in the opposite sex, whatever. And what he said was, you know, it kind of, I personally thought, okay, it's a little weird, but hey, you know, live and let live. And that's one thing. But to try to shove it down our throats, and you said it's
shove it down our kids' throats.
Yeah, throat. Exactly. You know, when they try to, Sandra, thank you. I'll say that in a second. When they try to shove it down your kids' throats, when they try to make a biological man say it's okay for him to go and shower in a locker room with a little girl, when they say it's okay for a biological man to take girls' spots on athletic teams away, they're like, hey, that's gone too far, right? The Democratic Party clearly hates women, even though it's made up largely of pathetic women who must hate they hate everybody but their cats, I think.
And apparently they've got a fundraiser going on. I'm not sure if you've heard about it or not. And it's going to be a boxing match, and they're going to have a Moroccan male who says he feels like a female.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I read about this.
And he's going to be fighting a lipstick lesbian. And he's going to just beat the hell out of her. So all the sadistic anti-women people enjoy it. Gay people enjoy it. They'll be able to raise lots of fun. And they're still looking for the lipstick lesbian who's willing to give her head handed to her. But
yeah, they can't find
Well, they said, you know, Mike Tyson was willing to get his head handed to him for 20 million.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe.
It can't be for 20 million.
You know, 20 million and lots of people will pretend they're lipstick lesbians just to get beat
Yeah,
up.
I think one of the things that the election proved, because the Trump campaign made a big issue out of this, Kamala Harris saying that inmates, you know, taxpayers should pay for transgender surgeries for inmates. I think it became clear that most people have kind of a common sense approach to the whole thing. So Nancy Mace started pushing, and so the first transgender congressperson was elected
from Delaware. Very nice.
And great, like everybody says, that's great, but was posting pictures of her using the women's bathroom, the women's only bathroom. And so the liberal media started having their heads explode when Nancy Mace started saying, I'm going to introduce a resolution that says you have to be, if a men only bathroom or a women only bathroom, you have to be a man, your biological sex, or a woman to use that bathroom. Pointing out that all members of Congress had bathrooms in their own offices,
which they can use
at any time. Yeah, exactly. Or maybe even the guy and the person next door. There were plenty of unisex bathrooms in the Capitol, but there are also some women-only, men-only. Women-only locker rooms, apparently men-only locker rooms. And Mike Johnson, they tried to corner him on this. And finally, and I think it's because he's going to all these MMA fights with Donald Trump.
He's getting a little testosterone going. Yeah.
He finally came out and just said, okay, this is nonsense that you're even talking to me about this, but John, if we could please play the Johnson soundbite. This is how he addressed it.
Let me be unequivocally clear. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe, that's what Scripture teaches, what I just said. But I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity. And so we can do and believe all those things at the same time. And I wanted to make that clear for everybody because there's lots of questions. But that's where I stand. I've stood there my whole life.
And then today,
a man is a man, a woman is a woman. Everybody gets treated with respect and what?
Nothing. That was just what he said. He goes, that's how I believe it.
I know, but is he going to?
Yes, that's where I'm going. What he did then is he announced a decision today, because they've been pushing, Nancy Mace was pushing, that says if you're going to use a women-only bathroom, you have to be a woman, a biological woman. And if you're going to use the men-only bathroom, you have to be a biological man. He issued that in the state capitol. Again, pointing out that if you're a man dressing as a woman and you really, this is a big deal to you to not go into the men's bathroom, and I could maybe kind of see that, then use your own bathroom, maybe, you know.
What fun is that?
Go ahead.
How does that get up?
That's insane. And, or use the unisex bathroom, right? It's, you know, but you're right. That's the point, Chuck, is they want to get people upset. They want to, these activists, and they're hurting it for all kinds of people. They want to go in and they want to make a deal out of it, right?
Yeah. Well, certainly they've got a whole press group that is, you know, cornering, usually timid Republicans, and saying, respect, well, what about respect for, you know, Johnny T or whatever her name is from Delaware? And they kind of go, no.
Right.
But it's fun to watch him. Fun to watch him just all going on the usual timid Republicans, because of a timid Republican.
Well, they're not anymore. I mean, so thank God.
Well, Mike Johnson has
that's because he's been going to the MMA fights.
Well, yeah, that's the only, yeah, he's not exactly Mr. Testosterone, but yeah.
He can go
in the bathroom. He can go to either party's bathroom.
He can,
or maybe they should have Democratic bathrooms and Republican bathrooms.
Well, that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, that they should have Republican bathrooms for men and women and then Democrat bathrooms. And
they can do whatever they want to.
They can do whatever they want to in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea.
And here's the thing, Megyn Kelly, people are going to get angry, probably not our listeners, when you talk about this, but Megyn Kelly pointed this out. And this is what Ted was sort of hinting at, but he didn't say it. So there are some people who I think truly, sincerely feel that they're in the wrong body, right? That's one thing. But there are other people who just get off on dressing like the opposite sex. It's a thing. It's a fetish, right? And Megyn Kelly, she pointed that out. She's like, for people to deny that there are going to be men who dress like a woman so they can go in and take a shower with little girls in a locker room at a, you know, at a rec center or something like that, and pretend that there's nothing sexual about it, that's evil and that's insane, because it's out there, right? And that's the thing. And if you're
I don't get your distinction between they're men who somehow enjoy dressing as women, which is bad, but there are other men who sincerely feel that they were born in the wrong sex, which is good. I mean, they're both a little off from normal. That's all you can
But
say.
one is sexually exploitive, I think, and the other is
I don't
a
get the
help. Oh,
distinction.
I think some people do it on purpose. Some people do it to because they want to. I mean, it's a form of they get sexual gratification
Well, why
out
does
of
that make
doing
it
that.
any worse or better than a person who thinks that they were born a cat?
Because there are people then, I think those people are dangerous. They're predators.
Oh, okay.
Okay, those people are predators. And Jacob, we'll get to your thing in the verge of World War III in a second. But I wanted to then play the Nancy Mace soundbite because I think, again, she's just laying it out. And I think Republicans are becoming, not all of them, but are becoming bolder. So if we could please not play the Nancy Mace soundbite.
I'm not going to stand for a man, if someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay. And I'm a victim of abuse myself. I'm a rape survivor. I have PTSD from the abuse I've suffered at the hands of a man. And I know how vulnerable women and girls are in private spaces. So I'm absolutely 100% going to stand in the way of any man who wants to be in a women's restroom, in our locker rooms, in our changing rooms. I will be there fighting you every step of the way.
And so, and
So
that's
that
this
being
is from Jacob. Can the speaker tell Ketanji Brown Jackson what a woman is? Yeah, that might be the thing. That's what the Democrats say. We can't tell what a woman is. And then Sandra, you give them a dollar, they're never satisfied. The transgender BS is going to kill the LGBTQ too. I think so too. They need
that's a
to,
good point.
yeah, they need to separate that. And then moving on then to talk about World War III. This is interesting from Jacob. We're on the verge of World War III and we're arguing bathrooms. I think the government has their heads in the toilet. Well, just the Biden administration. So, and Chuck, you follow this more closely than me, but okay, so the Biden administration has said to Ukraine, even though right suddenly now they're like, hey, if you guys want to just shoot like long-range missiles into
ICBMs.
Russia, hey, that's cool with us.
You can't use nuclear warheads yet, but we'll get to that.
Keeping in mind that it's not like Ukraine has all the controls, right? Number one, they got them from the United States, or maybe from Afghanistan if we left them
No,
there. No,
no.
I
That
know, I'm
actually,
kidding.
these ones are from someplace else.
But they have to be run by US NATO forces. So this is the same as US and NATO saying, hey, feel free to just start shooting missiles into Russia, right?
Right.
And then I think he also did something about grenades, a different kind of grenades,
No,
landmines.
they're going to do anti-personnel landmines, which are great. They bury them and they kill people decades later. So they're a nice, weapon of war that is a bonus in that it kills people decades later.
And Russia, meanwhile, has said, and it's tricky territory here because Russia has said, hey, if you start shooting like missiles at us, we will retaliate, as we have every right to do. And I'm sure the intelligence community is monitoring Donald Trump because I think Donald Trump is not president yet, so he has to be kind of careful.
Why do I get the feeling the intelligence community is monitoring the bathrooms at the Capitol right
Well,
now?
all
And
of the
not
above.
Ukraine.
Here's what I think. No, I think what they want to do is they want to, Jacob, I think you're right. They want to start World War III
Yeah.
so that we're already in it, so that Trump cannot, so Trump is forced to deal with that,
Yeah.
right? Now, I don't think it's going to work because I think Trump's made it pretty clear to, I mean, they can start it for a couple weeks here, but I think Trump has made it pretty clear to Putin and to Zelensky that to Zelensky, I think he's not going to keep funding it. Right. So, I mean, maybe they can do it for a little while, then
Well,
they
they're
withdraw, and
going to
then
get
Russia will crush them.
$60 billion out from our storage units everywhere to give to Ukraine. I think our whole intel thing is run by Ukrainians. I mean, ever since the first impeachment where you had that Vladimir, what's his
Oh,
name?
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how many people are absolutely dedicated to the brave Ukrainians killing themselves and the Russians, while NATO and the United States seem to be working for democracy.
Well, I think that I mean I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to protect the gravy train, right? The money train. I think if they can get us, they being the neocons, they being the Biden administration, and I think the Biden administration is happy to screw over the Trump administration and all of the military industrial complex, if they can get the war going and
Just get things started.
just get things started, then at
Wars have a way of kind of going on their own. It's just getting them started.
Right.
It's a tough part.
Yeah. It's like I said, pushing the train. And so once they're there, it'll take Trump at least a little while to wind it down. And I think
a few thermonuclear bombs exchanged and
hoping that, you know,
10 million kills.
Then maybe China jumps in. And then you see these news reports that may be fake that North Korea is in Ukraine. I'm like, what? I don't think so. But I mean,
they are.
Is that what you think they're trying to do, though, is to just get this? I mean, it sounds silly, but I think they're just trying to get it rolling. And then Trump.
Yeah, I mean, you know, World War One was started with, you know, they killed the upcoming Austrian Emperor, Franz Joseph. Nobody knew that that was going to cause World War One, but, you know, good things went. And later, you know, 20 million people were dead. Now, World War Two was a different one. You know, you could see that they were pushing that all the way. But, you know, if we can just get us to do the tripwire, and you never know where it's going to be at.
No.
Then we can do some population control in major units.
That's right. Well, and I think that's the Biden administration is going to just keep, and Ukraine has not, at this point, nothing to lose, and Zelensky, because I think he may have to leave if the war ends and they actually get to have elections again, right?
Well, he didn't want to leave. He's happy right where he is.
I know, but the people don't like him.
I know.
I guess he could just keep saying there's no more free elections. But I think, though, who knows what Putin's, I guess, trigger level is, right? Or the tipping point, right? And I think
Biden's trying to figure it out.
That's right. That's what the Biden administration is doing. They're pushing, they're pushing, they're pushing. And
that's why, you know, they haven't obliterated Kiev, the Russians. But, and that's why the U.S. Embassy told its personnel, hey, you know, go down to the basement, because we may get them to obliterate Kiev, which would be next in the one. It's interesting, Corbyn, the former head of the Labour Party, asked the present head, who's now the prime minister, are we at war with Russia? You know, could you let us know?
Yeah.
So the prime minister, I don't know, you know, we're just
kind of, I mean, maybe not us, I mean, me particularly, but like NATO and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think it is dangerous. I have a feeling, though, maybe we could be wrong. I mean, because on the other hand, Putin may see this as an excuse to go in and just take over Ukraine, right? I mean, because
if I was him at this point, I think that's what I'd do.
Yeah,
I mean, you've lost hundreds of thousands of men and huge amounts of money and everything else. Why can't I go? Yeah, I want a third of Ukraine. Just
right.
Do that. I'll take over all Ukraine.
And then Trump is going to be forced to respond to that, because I think Trump has made it clear, and he's absolutely right. He's like, hey, I can end this on day one. All I do is tell Zelensky no more money. So that will force Zelensky to go talk to Russia. He has no
power. No. Then Zelensky goes to the deep state.
Yeah.
And said, remember that impeachment deal we get about
right.
the fall and so forth? And we even got a Vindman in Congress now, so we can have him do it. I mean, I think pro-Ukrainian nationalists have kind of infiltrated the deep state in our country.
I think they're pro-Ukrainian nationalists. So they're just warmongers, right? These are like Liz Cheney's people. Where they don't, I mean, if they can't have war in Ukraine, then they'll try to get war someplace else. And I mean, they're looking at sort of like a dark period here for them, with Trump coming into office saying, I don't want any more
because
wars.
Because I love how the Democrats wordsmith things. They say that the Democrats have an outward-looking foreign policy. I mean, they want to get involved.
I mean, they want to get in a lot of
war.
That's outward looking.
Outward looking.
That's outward looking.
And not inward looking.
Not
isolationist. I mean, we're outward looking.
That's kind of funny. They're outward looking. It's like, well, I know it's Liz Cheney's dropped off the face of the earth.
Oh, she'll be back. I mean, she's got to get her. Got to get her a show.
Here's the thing, you know, you tend to think, and we're kind of being not lighthearted, but, you know, somewhat lighthearted about it, because you tend to think, no, everyone is too smart to start World War III. But they have very smart people, Tucker Carlson, you've got Robert Spencer, who's been on our show a lot of times, saying, no, this is serious. This is really serious because, like I said, you push Putin, you push, and he responds. And on the other hand, too, he may say, this is, no one would blame me for doing it now, right? They're shooting missiles at us. And that creates, and then, you know, NATO, I think, would not do anything without the United States, right? I mean, Europe and France are going to be trying to stand behind Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is like, hey, I'm not, don't stand behind me.
Well, once again, you can kind of look to the past and figure, where were people trying to start wars? You know, certainly, the one who was trying to start a war but just couldn't, you know, declare war was Germany in 1870. They wanted France to declare war on them so they could crush him because they knew they could crush him. And they do this and they do that. And they finally get sent a telegram out that was pretty nebulous, but they changed it to make it sound like they were insulting Louis Napoleon. And that was it. And Louis bit it.
Right.
Okay. And France declared war on Germany, went yahoo, and just went in and
Well,
just
this is
crushed them.
from Jim. The Russians have the restraint to realize Biden is just trying to leave a mess for President Trump. Well, yeah, I think that's true, Jim. But on the other hand, also, like I said, I just worry that this may give Putin, I mean, I'm sure he would, in the overall scheme of things, just love to take over Ukraine,
No, he
right?
wouldn't love to. He never
No.
did want to take over Ukraine. He wanted to take over the Russian parts of
Okay.
Ukraine.
Well, but
That's what he'd love to do.
and this kind of
And
gives him an excuse. I mean,
well, it's not he,
potentially.
well, I mean that's what they've been killing each other over.
Right.
And he gave him a peace deal that Boris Johnson came in and got Ukraine to nix. It basically had Germans, Russians take over the Russian parts. But it's there are a lot of people who make a lot of money and they
Yes.
don't want that gravy train to go away. And you got to help the Chinese. I mean, there's no, they have ranches, out in Wyoming and
Have something to do. Liz Cheney hasn't been on any shows.
Dick needs to go out
Well, you see,
hunting.
and the trouble is Trump is basically, well, and I mean, in the military, they're all gonna, all the generals are gonna
Oh
know
God, they
that.
love
Yeah.
wars.
I mean,
Oh,
yeah, they've got enough problems on their own too, so they'd love to have a war and say, you can't fire me.
you can't look back at Afghanistan and our botched withdrawal. We're in a present
We're
war.
in a present
We all
war.
must unite.
Yeah.
Unite, everyone.
Unite
Unite for
everybody.
war.
Unite and look outward. So I think it is a perilous time. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know what'll happen, but I don't know if the Biden administration, because I don't think it's the Biden administration, right? I don't think Joe Biden is like, I know that's, I think, you know, that long range missile thing. No, I think whoever's actually running things
What's this
there.
do?
Well, I don't know if it's Obama anymore. I think in this area, I think it's the deep state, who the intelligence community, the military industrial complex, they're running this aspect of it,
So the head of the
right?
CIA
All those guys,
and all
right?
those guys, they're just
Right.
having fun.
From Leo, the deep state won't let Russia take over all of Ukraine. BlackRock needs some destroyed land to buy up.
That's
Exactly.
true.
Exactly. It'll be cheap for them. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. I don't know.
Let's make sure. Do you have an air raid shelter in your home? You better get one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can remember when they said everybody get, we didn't build one, but we knew people who did. It built,
Well, they weren't really air raid shelters, they were panic rooms.
no, that's something different.
Oh.
These were ones where the Russians are going to drop a bomb. So
Oh.
in your
Oh.
backyard, you make a big pit and so forth, and
That's
you
right.
got into it.
That's right. Oh, hey, Jacob, you must have planned our show today, because now you bring us up to the other topic I wanted to talk about. One of them, MSNBC is up for sale. How much can they get for
With the
Mika?
Golf Channel.
I know.
Now that is blasphemous.
Right. Although
That is blasphemous.
the Golf Channel, I've looked into this, has a contract, because they're connected to NBC Sports. They have a contract through the end of the decade with the PGA Tour. Now, we know what contracts are made to be broken, but the Golf Channel might be safe. But you're absolutely right. So here's, it's just so interesting watching what's happening in the world. The cable companies, I don't think this is just a downturn. I think this is a death spiral. The cable companies existed by bundling shows, a bunch of which nobody wanted, but being able to charge a bunch because they also had the networks and things like that
You
people
wanted.
wanted to watch. And then they would charge the local networks or the stations money to carry them, right? But they can charge because fewer and fewer people are watching cable. They've cut the cord, so to speak. They are making less money. They can charge less money for it. So it's become this, I mean, they're,
Albatross.
yeah, exactly. Perfect word. And so today it was announced, and I get,
We're gonna make it Albatross public.
yeah, that Comcast basically is spinning off several, the Oprah Network, the Sci-Fi Network, the Golf Channel, MSNBC, and CNBC. Now, spinning off, it's not really clear what that means.
Yeah.
It just means they're not going to be part of us anymore. It's like, that's like you spin off your ex-boyfriend or something like
Uncool
that.
kids in your
Yeah,
class.
you're like,
We're spinning off
I'm spinning
the
off the,
nerds in our class.
spinning off whatever, right? It's the theory being that
And then the
maybe,
public will buy the spin-off
right,
gambling.
they want to, well, they say that they're going to sell it publicly, but the point is, why would anyone want to, if it was making money, Comcast would still keep it, right? So why would you want to invest in something that even Comcast acknowledges it can't make money off of and is a big money loser, right? So I don't see that going well. So I think, and in the end, some of these things will, I don't know if they'll go away, but they'll go to one of the
Well, I
smaller
think what's going to
streaming
happen, I think
services.
one of the app things will start merging, cutting costs. So you're going to see Rachel Maddow on the 18th hole.
That's right. They'll cut
Oh, yeah.
but all the
All
golfers like
right.
Trump. Trump owns a golf course.
That's
So,
right. Right.
so I have a feeling. I think that that could very well be part of the reason why Mika and Joe,
Oh, God, you
went
got to
down to
love those guys.
Mar-a-Lago. Well, they're probably trying to talk to Elon Musk. Why don't you buy MSNBC?
Yeah,
We'll
well,
say whatever you want as long
nobody
as
has made a worse move
no.
than they have. They've gotten just butchered by everybody. So they're trying to make. I was talking to somebody who's a friend who was an anti-Trump person who wanted to kind of convert to Trump, but he said you can't do it right away. You got to see, you got to find, you got to go under the thing and then
And so
have
you
some event occur where World War III or something. Oh, I'm
you're trying to do
pro-Trump.
something good to the economy and boost.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting because my guess is that, like we talked about earlier, AP is laying off 8% of its workforce. All kinds of other agencies, I mean, the streaming services are constantly in realignment. And I'm not sure, again, I don't know that the Sci-Fi Network will go away, but I think they're going to end up becoming, I think they'll be gone relatively soon. Places like MSNBC, if they're not making money, and CNN will be next too, right? If they're not making money, no one's going to want to
Maybe
carry them.
you could take Washington Post, New York Times, everybody, and bundle them with MSNBC and all
Well,
that. And
that's what they're trying to do, right? Well, and I guess if you're the trouble is there aren't enough crazy liberals anymore to support that,
well, of
right?
course there are, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's plenty of
So
them.
it'll
It's
be interesting to
unfair.
see what happens. But it's always bad when because I've worked in that industry for so long. Because and there's always talks of buys and sells and things like that. But it's a bad sign when you're being spun off to nowhere yet.
Right.
It's kind of like. Well, what does that mean exactly? Like, who's gonna pay Rachel Maddow's $30 million? You know, I mean, she's only working one day a week anyway, so I
Well,
guess
she's
maybe,
gone in other days.
right? Exactly.
Working from home.
So that, and like you said, the bad thing is the Golf Channel, but I think the
Yeah,
streaming
they
is
can't do
okay.
that to the Golf Channel. Jesus Christ, taking a Golf Channel and spinning them off. I mean, the one good-looking girl in the cast, and they spun her off to the nerds. No, no. Golf Channel
Like he
must
said,
return.
they could bundle it, and you'll see Rachel Maddow during breaks. Like if it's taking too long while they're waiting for somebody to tee off, they'll cut to a little thing with Rachel Maddow, or maybe they'll just have
Well,
her.
Rachel will be going along with the guys,
Maybe she'll caddy.
She'll caddy,
Joe
yeah.
and Mika will caddy.
Showing me.
Will caddy, and it's kind of funny, but it's not. For them, it's not funny, but it just says so much how the industry is changing and it's not coming back. And we've talked about this before. You know, Rev, our 13-year-old son, is actually, he and his friends are pretty well informed.
Based on what, we have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. TikTok feeds.
Well, he'll know things. Where'd you? He
Right.
doesn't watch TV. He doesn't read papers. Doesn't listen to the radio. What type of super spy agency is filling his mind up with God knows
Exactly.
what?
And from Jacob, they are dead. Streaming is the way to go. Exactly. And even streaming, though, is cutting back while they're trying to figure out what to stream, how to stream it. There is this huge outrage, and I should have, maybe Friday, I'll try to remember to pull it. This huge outrage over Coca-Cola's holiday commercial is completely AI written and generated.
Really?
Now,
Wow.
it's not like we thought the polar bears drinking Coke were real. That have always been there. It's those
Yeah.
same polar bears. So I'm like, so I'm not sure what the thing is. But again, well, here's why people are freaking out, because if you can create a
Yes.
commercial
Right.
like through AI with like one 20-year-old,
Yeah.
you know what I mean, sitting in the
You know what
room.
we got to do for Party Friday is do this AI generated Kamala Harris doing a speech conceding, and it's the funniest thing in the
Oh, is it
world.
the ball? And that's the thing. And they are, and some of them, but this was all, but they were coming under industry backlash because, again, all of these people now, so you don't have actors, you don't have all of these things.
Yeah.
It was just created in-house. And you look at it, and it's a nice commercial.
Another industry that's just gone to the wayside, no longer exists, is the swear word industry. Though human beings have invented swear words or no-no words to express true outrage, and so therefore they're reserved for only when you're really, really mad, and it's always something to do with scatological or sex or something, one of the two. But it's always something you're not supposed to say in polite company. It's reserved for when you're just outraged. Now the F word. F word is everywhere. I mean, everybody goes F word this, F word that.
It goes back to Doug Moe. Remember that?
Yeah.
He used to be able to say, here, so off topic, I'm from Jacob. The Channel 7 building at Spear is closed, scheduled for demolition. That was a quick 50 or so years. Yeah, I used to work there. I worked there for about 14 years. They moved into a building in Lodo. I think the property was just pretty valuable and they sold it. And now it's
Bourbon House.
Now it's turned into a homeless, graffiti filled thing. Yeah,
oh,
it's a blight now.
Good.
Somebody's going to have to start dealing with that. And from Jacob, I go back to Fred and Faye on KLZ Channel 7. And then from Leo, maybe Gutfield will buy it just to keep Mika and Joe in his basement. Maddow will be manning the beer cart in the ninth hole. That's right.
Yeah, she'll be. She'd make a pretty good.
speaking of network stuff, this is hilarious. So the people at The View, things are not going that well for them.
Oh, yeah. Everybody watches The View.
Whoopi Goldberg was complaining that some famous bakery in New York City wouldn't make her little birthday cupcakes because of her political views and tried the lame excuse that their boiler was broke.
Yeah.
Turns out their boiler was broke and she picked the wrong bakery to go after because they hit back, right?
Well, she had to think, okay, I could accuse them of racism. They called them the N-word and everybody, okay, they're dead. But nationally, everybody does that. I'll say they don't like my political views. And of course, the bakery could care less at your political views.
It was broken. And they're like, we didn't want to take an order that we were sure we couldn't fill.
Yeah.
And we told her, no, we can't do it.
It's Whoopi Goldberg. Tell her no, we hate her.
And now, so now they're looking at a defamation suit there.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
possibly.
And that's a good one. That one, you have to show damages because the thing's been more popular rather than less. But I think, you know, it's obviously false. You know it's false, and it's done for malicious purposes.
Right. And I'm sure they did suffer losses, right? They could probably show people canceled orders and things like that.
Well, in the long run, it's hard to run just a Republican bakery in New York.
Right, exactly. In the meantime, though, and this happened so funny. So Sunny Hostin, who I don't even really know who she is, but she's an idiot, I think, was on The View. And, they're all freaking out about Matt Gaetz. The reason they're freaking out about Matt Gaetz, I mean, let's see. So Bill Clinton, we've got Jeffrey Epstein, Sean Diddy. We've got all these people with sex scandals. And that's all okay with them. But Matt Gaetz, there are these allegations. And they're freaking out. Can't possibly be anywhere near government, right? It's like, whatever.
Pedophile.
Yeah. And they're just...
I'm going to put a list of how many famous marriages were with a woman who was 17 or something. You know, world famous marriages. And now
he denies it. More importantly,
but it's amazing. He's a pedophile. He's a pedophile.
Well, and so she was making these outrageous claims, which have been debunked, as they like to say. Immediately there was a turnaround and she had to correct it. So this is funny to watch. Dan, if we could please play the Sunny Hostin soundbite.
This is the hostage tape.
Yeah.
How could you nominate someone with allegations of child trafficking across state lines and having sex with a 17-year-old? My understanding further on in the interview, they discussed the fact that once he finds out that she's 17, he stops having sex with her.
Sonny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented. And saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
We'll be right back.
She did not.
She was blinking out with her eyes. Help.
So here's what help. So what's interesting about that was that came, like, Jacob, now she has to read legal documents. That came within minutes of her saying that. So that wasn't, there wasn't time there. I mean, think of it. If you're Matt Gaetz's people, you got to go through the switchboard. You got to go to some producer who wasn't watching.
Talks, I'm sure.
Well, but what I mean, though, is somebody in the ABC C-suite saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And No. They'd seen it before. And they'd gotten a letter before. And then she does it. And they say, we told you. And they go, oh, call them. You know, this wasn't the first call from the attorneys.
No, but there wasn't time. I mean, this came minutes later.
So. Well, I know. That's because they've been talking about it. And then she did it again. So they said, stop it.
Right. And this, I mean, this was orders from ABC.
Oh, yeah.
To read that. Oh, yeah. And I mean, immediately. And I think this shows, so you've got the talk of the lawsuit against Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, it was just, my gosh, a few short weeks ago that she could have, and they were saying that, and there was no blowback, right?
Right.
They could say whatever, that the police officers killed at the Capitol. They could just say these things, that Hunter Biden's laptop thing was a disinformation thing by Russian spies. They would just say stuff that they knew were lies, that everybody knew were lies, and there were no repercussions. And I think what's helpful, excuse me, is the new FCC head has made it clear that he's going to push back on stuff like this too. Like when CBS edited out all the bad Kamala stuff, he's like, okay, well, you can't do that. When Saturday Night Live had Kamala Harris on, but not Donald Trump, and they were immediately forced to. So I think they know there is a new day that has arrived.
Right.
And it's going to be very painful for them for a while, but it's going to be kind of fun to watch. Because I just bet that they don't talk about Matt Gaetz very much anymore in The View, right?
Well, who knows? I mean, who knows? But they're wonderfully awful. So now you have these two kind of juxtaposed pictures. One of Trump walking into Madison Square Garden with 20,000, almost all males, screaming and yelling. And he's coming in with a head of WWE. The head of all these very macho guys,
right,
as well as some others, but all macho guys, no women. So that's one.
And I think Tulsi Gabbard was there.
Well, she wasn't with the group that moved in. And the other side, you have The View, and that really that's the two parties. The View represents childless cat ladies, and Trump represents maybe over testosterized men. I mean, it's just, there's no greater kind of differential between those two worldviews.
Right. I'm texting Darcy right now.
Well, the hell are you, Darcy?
She was.
Are you on some kind of time zone differential?
No, she had a good excuse. So this is from Leo. Please replay Sunny on Party Friday. Good way to start off every Friday. From Jacob, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, if Gates' ethics report is released, everyone else's ethics report will be released. Oh, I bet the whole Gates hit job will just be dropped. That's a really good point, Jacob. I didn't realize that, because I do know that they had their meeting today and they decided to not release the report.
Well, they couldn't come to a conclusion. It's half Republicans, half Democrat. So there's no Republican is willing to go along with the Democrats.
Well, but that makes
sense. In the meantime, there's somebody. Oh, who could that be? Who's now leaked it to them? Oh, okay.
Well, they didn't release the leak. Well, I mean, it's crazy. But that is interesting. I hadn't thought about the fact that, all these other people are going to have ethics reports. And they're like, well, if we release Matt's, we're going to have to release theirs. We'd like to see Eric Swalwell's ethics report.
That'd be a good one.
There's a ton of Democrats.
Going back to the 50s, let's get them all out there.
That's right. And I think I saw Darcy joining. Darcy, are you there? I thought I saw her coming in. She may come in a minute. There she is.
Hey, I am so sorry.
No worries. No worries.
We understand that
you're kidnapped and held hostage.
Hey, goodbye, buddy. Raven, anti-Nazi group that held you hostage, but you got enough money together to join us.
No, I don't even have an excuse, Chuck. I was sitting here working on a project, and then I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's an hour. I'm so sorry.
Darcy, no worries. We kind of promoted what you wanted to talk about too, so we'll give you plenty of time to do it. So I was saying, we've got a few minutes here. You guys have been working hard at the Republican Party to continue to push election integrity issue, right?
Yeah.
Now that we can actually say that out loud without getting banned. We'll probably still get banned on YouTube and Facebook, but you guys have a big event coming up, which we are going to.
We're going to.
Why don't you tell people about that and the people who are going to be on it? Because this is going to be, I would say, not your average luncheon. This is, if you've got questions or have things you don't understand, this is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. So I guess you mentioned the Capitol Club already. So that is a week from yesterday. So the 26th, and that's at Maggiano's in Englewood. That's where it always is. So for those who don't know, Capitol Club has gone on for years. It's been going on for maybe 7 or 8 years.
Long time.
Okay. It was somewhere else before it was
downtown,
at Maggio's.
The Maggio's downtown.
It used to be downtown too.
Okay, that's right.
And the grill or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that was probably like 20 or 30 years ago. I don't know.
We're not old enough to remember, so we don't know.
I mean, neither. So it was a long time ago, but it's really fun. So for those who don't know, We have it, like I said, at Maggiano's, and it's a family style lunch, right? So it's like a really, it's a different type of gathering because everybody gets a chance to talk. And I like to tell people, we don't even have like a formal question and answer. Like it's like a family dinner. So it's really
a family
cool.
feud deal. No. Is there food fights and everything it's, else? With yeah. the establishment versus the grassroots.
Yeah.
Everybody can tell you stupid.
No. Oh, there is sometimes, we do. It, that's what one of the things I really like about Capital Club is because it's such a, like an intimate lunch, we do oftentimes get to hash out those issues and those differences. And it's really fun. So I think at the last one, I had to tell somebody to sit down and stop talking. But generally, it's just awesome. So usually we've got candidates and elected officials, but we really wanted to focus on the elections because of what's going on with Griswold. So the Sean Smith will be there, and then Mr. Cook, and they will be talking about the actual.
Joe Oldman.
Excuse me?
My friend Joe Oldman.
Yeah, and Joe, I was going right. to say, and Joe Oldman will be there. So as you saw, the media gave us a little bit of a hard time that Joe is going to be there. They do not like Joe.
No.
But
they don't like anybody who tells the truth.
No, but we've got to have Joe because he's instrumental in these discussions. He is very in tune with the overall plan and what they're doing with the machines. So, and then Linda Opines will be there. She is, she's the person who's encouraging all the county clerks to sign these affidavits and get these affidavits in ASAP so that the counties are not all certifying their elections. So we're going to have plenty to talk about with elections. And I think what we've seen on the Zoom calls lately, we've had one Zoom call. Dick, someone said, will Dick Wadhams be there? Yeah, oh. I'll put him at the table with my kids.
you can tell him to sit down and be quiet. It's time to sit down. Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting, particularly given this, when you look at it, I think you guys are doing a good job of pointing out the differences. So Tina Peters' attorneys this week filed a motion. So the case is being appealed to the Colorado Court of Appeals, and they filed a motion asking that she be released on bond pending the appeal. And it's a pretty good motion. And I think you guys are doing such a great job of pointing out, okay, so wait. So literally what Jenna Griswold did was at least 600 times worse than what Tina Peters was convicted of. She released 600 passwords, right? And
yeah.
she is roaming around free and attending Democrat news conferences while Tina Peters sits behind bars. And I think that the more attention that is brought to that, you got to hope. I mean, I don't hold a lot of hope for Democrat judges, but it's just so
unfair.
I mean, justice completely turned upside down.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think, you know, there's a key difference. I don't know if I mentioned this too, but there's a key difference between Griswold and Tina Peters that I think they're going to continue to use against Tina and for Jenna's advantage, which is as of today, we cannot prove that Jenna knowingly put those passwords out there. And that's what the Democrats are kind of hinging their whole argument. Oh, it was an accident. It was an accident.
Well,
okay.
But isn't it true to argue against that? It ceases to be an accident. So let's say there's
right.
child pornography on your computer and you didn't put the child pornography on there, but you decide to keep it there for months after knowing it. So
yes.
at some point it becomes knowingly
she did know.
Distributing child pornography. So
exactly.
She, okay, originally she didn't know it, but for months when she did know it was out there and did nothing about
it. Well, it was at least 5 days. She acknowledges it.
At least 5 days. And during those 5 days, she committed crimes that were worse than what they have charged the crime that Tina Peters was charged with, because Jenna has now engaged in obstruction. She's engaged in misconduct from her office. So she has now engaged in several felonies.
Right, right. Well, and even going back to the intentional, it's kind of, because I'm not a lawyer, but I've covered plenty of them in court. I mean, there's a certain, if your system is so screwed up and your office is so incompetent that can get posted. I mean, there's a criminal negligence element to things too. If you're so screwed up that, okay, maybe you didn't know it, like, oh, you know, I didn't know, I didn't intend to shoot you when I pointed the gun at you and pulled the trigger. It's like, well, that's just stupid, right? And so, you know, intent doesn't, you know, doesn't have to be, that's just a fake argument that they're putting up there.
Yeah, exactly. She needs to be, and that's why we're not backing down. You know, I saw somebody from the Republican Party yesterday speak to Colorado Times reporter who did the hit piece on Joe, saying, you know, for Joe speaking at Capitol Club. And this longstanding Republican activist said, you have to be a special kind of stupid to challenge an election that you won. And it's like,
we're not challenging the election that we won. No.
I mean, so is that the standard now? So if we win, we're just supposed to walk away and call it good?
Right.
I mean, that's ludicrous.
No, and it's sort of like, okay, yeah, we won. Great. Now let's use the momentum we have to try to fix the issues. And again, I mean, we had Sean Smith on the show, and he said that literally the passwords were something like, election system one, election system two. Because it drives me crazy because I can never remember them. But when you go to like set your password, right? That complicated one that Apple recommends. Come on. Apparently Jenna Griswold wasn't even doing that. She was like having her birthday or something. You know what I mean?
I know.
He was explaining the degree of complete lack of cybersecurity by IT guys who should know better. He said this should have been encrypted. So even if it was posted up there, no one would know it. Right. And from what I gathered too, the way it was, they were so simple that even if you didn't know all of them, you could guess. Right. So you've got election system 1, 2, 3, 4. You'd be like, oh, maybe 5 is the next one. Right.
It's crazy. I mean, Pizza Hut won't even let me do my passwords that way.
Yeah, I know. That's encrypted. Pizza Hut has stricter encryption than the search engine. Well, hey, listen, because we got to wrap up here. So where do people go to get tickets?
You can either go to the Colorado GOP website, or if you just look in your email, I sent an email out to everybody. I'll send that out again. We'll put that again on social media tonight. So you can go to the Colorado GOP Facebook page. And again, that's Tuesday the 26th at 11:30. And it's real. I would encourage, if you haven't been to Capitol Club, come. It's awesome. It's such a fun time. And to hear these four speakers now, and to have Joe there, I think it's going to be awesome.
It will be.
Thank you for your time.
Take care. Go back to work.
Thank you for your patience.
The kidnappers let you go for a long period of time.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, and that will do it for us. Thank you to everybody on Zoom and everybody who listens to us at chuckandjulie.com and however you listen to us. We're all over the
place. However you do.
On Party Friday, maybe we will replay the View video there. And I've got another one, too, about federal workers are freaking out because they may have to go back to the office.
We've
got
to get the – if I have to load it up, I'll do it. We've got to have the Kamala Harris AI-generated one.
We'll find that, too.
We'll bleep out all the F words, so there's only 4 words left in the whole thing.
Hey, that'll do it for us, guys.
Take care. See you. Bye-bye.